Live FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Like that little part there. It's funny. Hey, it's Gunner. You're listening to Steel City Music, and of course, I'm such a sucker. Every time I forget that I really like a part of a song, and then I'm like, oh, it's always the ending that comes back on me. You ever hear the end of a song, and you're like, you forget how good the song is or how the ending is, and all of a sudden it hits you, and you're like, oh, it's like a brand new thing. I think what I'm trying to describe here, folks, is that I have the mentality of a goldfish. Like I could be in a bowl that's only like, I don't know. Well, you know how big a goldfish bowl is, right? And then they swim one end and the other, and you're going, how come it never gets sports? Because everything's exciting and new to a goldfish. And I think the same way about music sometimes. Even though I've heard it a bunch of times, I enjoy the song. All of a sudden, I'll just click right back in and go, oh, I really like that. And I like that song Slip from Elevator. Well, there you go. What a way to start the show. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, of course. And you just heard some Elevator Action who are performing on Friday, May 27th. Where are they performing, Gunner? I mean, you put this whole listing together for everyone. And you're going to tell everyone. Oh, yeah, Bridgeworks. That's going down. 19-plus show, $15 in advance. Hit up Bridgeworks' website for more information on that. So there you go. In this show, we're going to cover off... In the first hour. Anyway, what's going on in the greater Hamilton area for shows and a couple interviews. One with Jenny Z from coming up from, she's a local DJ here in town, a former C101.5 host from back in the day. And she's really cool. And I dig her the stuff that she spins. And go check her out. So I got the interview coming up with her. She has this part of a goth night that's going down. And also from the Nailheads, Richie Nails. Reached out and we had a chat about some of the music and their album that they put out just before COVID and touring Canada and all the other fun things. Cool band out of Montreal. So we got that coming up in just a little bit. All right. But we should really get to what's going on in the old listings category. So let's start it. As I said, Elevator Friday, May 27th at Bridgeworks is going down 7 o'clock doors and 19 plus show, $15 for tickets. Hit up their website to find out more information. Now, the Casbah, you know the Casbah, they're having this Music After Work series. And this feature coming up on Friday is Mars Boulevard. It's actually Zach from Jam Squid who was in a band that Jam Squid was around, I think, in like late 2000 or maybe early 2000 and continued on. And then we didn't hear much from them then, or I personally haven't. And then now it looks like Zach is starting up again. So you can go check him out. It's like pay what you choose kind of vibe. So throw a couple bucks his way if you can. And that goes down at 5:45 till 6:30 p.m. All right. So more information on all that other stuff, hit up the casbahlounge.ca for like a complete listings for some of the stuff that they're doing. Also over at Stonewalls on Friday, May 27th, Fairmount Plains with DFP is performing. I couldn't find any music. I wanted to spin some music and tell you some more information. Couldn't find it. Maybe you can find it. But that's happening. Laura Cole, it's the Going Back to Cali send-off that's happening on Friday, May 27th at the Casbah. You know her, you love her. She's always coming back to town and leaving again, pursuing her career. So tickets are $20. Casbah Lounge has more information on that. For fans of like R&B, soul, rock, all that kind of stuff, she's really great, and go check it out. Now, here's a fun one to say, folks, right now. On Friday, May 27th at the Doors Pub, Honey Boiler presents Get Ready for a Night of Performances That Are Dark, Brutal, and Chaotic. Yeah, it's and also Doors Pub is like limited capacity, so get there early. $12 in advance, suggested price around $15, but you know what? They also say pay what you can at the door. So two bands are coming all the way from Montreal, but no one will be turned away at the door for the lack of funds, so long as there's room. So that's very important. Here it is, B-Bomit, Hesion, Sin Ritual, and wait for it, you know it, you love it. This is the actual name, and it's going to take a while to say, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. There you go. Did it. Feel good about myself. Also on Friday, over at the Corktown, the Monte Carlo Band with Will Ross and Heather Valley are performing. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. 10-minute detour at Mills Hardware with special guest King Cardiac. Huh? What do you think of that? They'll be performing as well. That's the 7 o'clock doors. Casbah has the Ram Jam HDSC edition. Ram Jam is back at the Casbah Lounge, second time this month. So it's a collaboration with the Hamilton Down Scooter Club Rally. There'll be some, everything will be spun on original 45s, reggae and soul and all the other fun stuff. It's $15, so go check that out. And of course, comedy. We got to have some comedy in the old hammer. The hilarious Fortune Feimster for one night only next Saturday, May 28th. She's going to do two shows on the 28th, 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Tickets available at Levity Comedy Club. So there you go. Hey, man, let's play Mockingbird from 10-Minute Detour. How's that? And we'll get to some other stuff coming up on Steel City Music.
Come night, the morning bird. Fog it lifts, the ocean stirs. It's hard to recreate in words. Oh, soldier.
Gunner on Steel City Music, and we're just covering off on what's going on around town here in the greater Hamilton area. Saturday, May 28th, Will Ross will be performing at the Acoustic Matinee at 3:15 p.m. It's a solo show, pay what you choose kind of vibe. Go check them out. On Saturday, May 28th, it's Everyday Presents J Portal Live from the Corktown, and that's at 175 Young Street. A bunch of people on that show. Should be a really good time. Go check them out. Saturday, May 28th, Kiwi Junior and Weird Nightmare is happening at Mills Hardware. 19 plus show, $20 in advance. And here we go. The guy from Sloan, Murphy, he just loves Hamilton. He's in so many different bands, and they're always playing here, which is great. Anyway, gang, at the Bridgeworks is happening. 19 plus show. Bridgeworks, by the way, is located at 200 Caroline Street North here in the Hammer. 7 o'clock doors. On Sunday, May 29th, big show. Open Season Cypher Volume 2 featuring the Demon, Crazy Dumb, Ill Hicks, and DJ Jimmy Riggs is happening at the Casbah Lounge. Jan Arden's coming on May 30th. Crazy! At the First Ontario Concert Hall. 7 o'clock doors. It's actually all ages. Shows at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, Mills Hardware presents AHI, and then it's happening at 7 o'clock, Tuesday, May the 31st, $20. Hit up Mills Hardware for more information on the tickets. Now, like I said earlier on in the show, I had a quick pre-recorded chat on Zoom with my buddy Jenny Z, and it's always fun. If it's too quick of a chat, and I'm just trying to con her into going back on the air to do some radio. But that's another story. Here's my chat with Jenny Z here on Steel City Music. It only took 92 times chatting over Messenger to get her on a pre-Zoom chat. You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm Gunner, and it's my old pal Jenny Z, and she's a part of the Fascination Dark DJ Nights that is happening at Absinthe Hamilton. The last one is Thursday, May 26th. And then the club moves, and then it's a monthly that's going down. Hey, Jenny Z, welcome to the show.
Gunner, how you doing? Long time no speak.
Long time. Well, the last time we spoke, you were doing your own DJ night last year. You were doing a couple spots down at the Casbah. They were opening up again in that whole COVID nonsense that we went through in regards to
navigating.
Yeah. Open,
the
close,
capacity,
open, close.
No dancing.
No breathing. No breathing. Can't breathe. Don't dance. No eye contact, which I thought was neat. Because sometimes I don't want to look at people in the eyes during COVID. And if you're going to drink, what we're going to do is we're just going to hook it up to like a catheter and run it into your
right into your vein.
Someone else will pour in a giant orange suit that is sealed, and
it's the new normal, guys.
But I thought it went really well. I thought all of us looked really good. All packed in there with we had to stay 6 feet apart. That was neat. I like that too. That was awesome.
We got through it, didn't we? And certainly I'm hoping that this might be the light at the end of the tunnel, but hey, we don't really know what's going to happen in 2022.
I think it is at the end of the tunnel. I think we're good. I think we're well past everything. They're going by poo data now, Jenny. They're not going by another test, which is nice. They check the sewage. I just go so far as to mail mine in.
Mail it right.
I do. I mail it right to them, multiple bags. And sure. Got in trouble because they were all like see-through, like clear ones, like Ziplocs. So okay, they don't like that.
They're not.
I heard from the union. I heard from the union, the postal union, that please stop doing that. So,
oh my God.
I know.
Oh, what else do they need from us?
Everything.
You know, and it's, I know so many people that have either had COVID in the last couple of weeks or.
I got it.
You got it, yeah.
I did it. Yay! It felt like a mild cold. I have like four boosters. That was it. Yeah. If it wasn't for the boosters, I'd be, I'd be done.
Well, that's it. And so many, both my daughters and I have not had it.
Oh, good for you.
My partner has had it. Somehow we didn't catch it living in the same house. And I don't know what happened. But there's no I don't know, no rhyme or reason right now. And I think at this point, I'm not even really that scared. I'm like, okay, it's going to happen. We're going to get it over with. And then,
hey, man, like it's going into summer. Things are easing up. People are moving around. People are starting to remember what it's like to like live again a little bit. They're looking for a release. And what better way to go check out a goth night going down at Absinthe on Thursday, you know, May 26th. Now, how did you get involved with this and who's putting it on?
Well, this is, so as you know, like I just kind of hobby DJ around town. It's not something I do, you know, I just do because I like to play music, whether it's on the radio or whether it's in certain people's clubs, because, you know, low key stuff. But Beth, so it's put on by Honey Boiler and Dream Cult. So those are Beth and Stefan. They're doing Fascination. This is their fourth event. Fascination Dark DJ Night. They reached out to me because I guess, you know, Beth probably, I think one of the things that we were joking about was my goth mom moniker that I use at when I sometimes DJ at the Casbah. Sure. And my Halloween playlist, I was just going on and on about how I just love industrial and I love doing dark stuff, you know, the dark synth. And so she was like, hey, maybe you want to guest DJ at one of our events. It sounds like it's up your alley. And I was like really, really stoked that they had asked me because, truthfully, like post-punk, dark wave, techno, that's like kind of like the favorite stuff.
Right.
Love it. So this is super exciting to me that I get to dig deep into the archives of goth and industrial.
The slides into you. Like it's a perfect setup for you, you know. Yeah. It really is.
Well, as soon as I thought, they do another one in town called First Wave Retrograde. That's at the Casbah as well. And it's like, as soon as I hear about 80s dark synth, I'm like, oh yes, this is great. I'm so happy that this people actually still like this kind of music because I could go on into the rabbit hole.
It's on this night we have dark techno, electro, dark 80s, dark wave, industrial, post-punk. Can you give us a snippet of what's happening from your guests, from your list? Like you put a list together because you're kind of geeky that way. Like everyone knows you're a bit of a geek that way. So
I'm such a geek. I live for this. And the people who live in my house, I feel very sorry for them because when I get going, they can't get to me. Like I will set up in my living room with my little like Serato DJ equipment and it's like my little nightclub in the living room and my kids are like, here we go again. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just can't help myself. So I just, it's fun. What I will do, I think, and I think that how the night runs is there's a mix of like the retro kind of, you know, 80s goth stuff, you know, like the Nitzer Ed, that kind of Death in June. Some of the older stuff that's a little more retro, Mal Havoc. You might remember Mal Havoc.
I remember Mal Havoc, yeah.
Local, Toronto, great industrial. You know, so some of that stuff that's a little more retro classic. And then, of course, I have a whole list of like deep cuts on the like the real like ravey and dark rave stuff. I notice at different times of the night, you know, depending on the crowd, you know, some people get into it maybe later in the night. They want to hear those deep industrial cuts. So
right.
I've got a whole bunch of that on there too. And I, you know me, I love to try to play as much local if I can. And I know Adonis from Toronto, they have taken like a real industrial turn in the last few years and they've released a couple of amazing industrial records. So I got a couple of those on the playlist for sure.
That sounds awesome, man. And it looks like it's going to be a really good, fun night for you. It will be May 26th at Absinthe Hamilton, and it is a monthly. And then even though Absinthe says we're going to move location, it's going to be continuing on in the new location. So I'm kind of excited that the club is moving and starting anew, and that and after this night, you're going to be a part of it.
That'd be so fun. Yeah, I'm happy that Absinthe does it. You know, they took a bit of a hit. I mean, everyone took a hit over the COVID times. You know, new club owners, I think in the last year or so, but like things are alive and well. The vibe is incredible. The last couple of events that we have gone to there, people are coming out. They're safe. Like this is an event where it's, you know, masks are still encouraged. We're still dancing and sweating and breathing heavily. You know, it's good to wear masks still. If that's not your gig, you have an option now. You know,
right.
But, you know, safe and good environment, good inclusive crowd. You know, like it's not snobby. Like I know sometimes when you think about dark rave or slash like gothy type events, you're thinking of like the cyborg crazy guys under the bridge with their glow sticks. It's totally not like a cult like that. It's good. It's like normal people enjoying good music. It's not exclusive to that. You don't have to wear your crazy dreads and hair extensions.
Right. Yeah. I just go to listen to music, grab a beer, say hello to a couple of people or drink, and then listen to a couple tunes. And then
we're old now, buddy. We don't like there's no time for shenanigans anymore. We just want to show up, dance, and listen to music. Like I'm like I barely could even look at me. I don't even wear my contact anymore. I'm like, oh, I wear glasses now. This is what I do. I don't care.
What a sell. Look at me, buddy. I don't even wear my contacts. I wear my glasses now.
I used to put so much effort into that look. It was like, you know, when you're younger, you're like, yeah. Oh, I'm like the rock and roll look. I'm going out. I've got my nice like patches on my jacket. I'm just a mom and I'm like, okay with that. But like, I'm a cool mom, right?
Exactly. Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking the time. Once again, Fascination Dark DJ Nights with The Wasteland and Jenny Z on May 26th at Absinthe Hamilton. Go to the show. It's a monthly. Thanks, Jen. Hey, shout out to Jenny Z. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to do that quick chat. Fascination is happening at Dark DJ Night at With the Wasteland and Jenny Z on May 26th at Absinthe. By the way, it even says you don't got to dress like a god to go and enjoy the music, but, you know, go hang out. Go have some fun. And enjoy yourself. Switching gears now, the Nailheads music in an interview with Richie Nails. I put a call out about who needed promo, that sort of stuff. I do that on social media. And Richie sent me a message and said, hey, yeah, we used to play Hamilton all the time, blah, blah, blah. You know, this ain't Hollywood on Sundays. We did a couple of those shows and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's great. I think that's how it all went. But anyway, here's our conversation. Richie Nails from the Nailheads. All the way from Laval, Quebec, just outside of Montreal. He answered the call. I'm looking to talk to people about music. And right away, he was typing Richie Nails from the Nailheads. Hi, buddy.
What's up, Gunner?
I'm glad to have you on the show. I've been listening to Live to See Tomorrow, and I'm kind of like this old punk guy from Hamilton to an extent, because when I was a kid, I used to book the Corktown back in its heyday. Early 90s, and I used to book a lot of punk bands, and I had a lot of friends who were into punks. When I was listening to your stuff, I was like, this is really good. I was like, you know, this is awesome. They sent it to me.
Cool. I'm glad you liked it.
And but at the same time, when I was listening to it, I was in the mind frame of the early 90s, where a lot of stuff was just punk song, punk song, punk song, punk song. And then when I was listening to him, like, going, this ain't the case. This cat's not that old. He's got to be like in his 30s, like 33, 35, 36, somewhere in there. Am I right?
I'm pushing 40, yeah.
You're pushing 40?
I'm 39 this summer.
You look great on Zoom. I should put this up on YouTube, but I'm only using the audio. When I said that, I meant that as it seems to me with music now, the different generations, with your style of what you were calling yourself, I guess you started out as like a punk band, but there's this real nice progression in the band where it's like you're getting a little bit of country, you're getting a mid-tempo ballad. And even at one point, there was one song where I was just like, this may be my favorite song happening on this right now off of this one is Nothing to Lose, which starts out as a nice little pop punk kind of vibe going in and then breaks into a spiritual vibe. And I was just like, that's awesome.
Cool.
But with this whole disc that you put together is like 8 or 10 or 9 tracks. You released it in July 2nd of 2021.
Right.
Yeah. We were still in the throes of COVID. What was that like putting the disc out for you? I shouldn't say disc, but the album.
Well, when the songs were written, it was like a couple of years prior to the whole COVID thing. And when the album was recorded, it was like a year prior or something. So a lot of the post-production happened during COVID, but everything was already put together.
Right.
So, yeah. It came off sounding like it was written during COVID with the lyrics, but it's probably just because I have a mindset like that as if I'm always going through a plague, I guess.
So you had them all in the pocket for like a couple of years, even just before going in. Having said that, the 2 year time, and I brought up the COVID thing, what was it like in Montreal for you guys to like do a show? Like, was it like hit and miss in regards to like open closing? And could you, cause I know things were different in Montreal, or I should say in Quebec area, than they were here in Ontario.
Yeah. We haven't played in, since like, 2019. I think Halloween 2019 was the last show we did in Montreal. And that summer we had actually been out to Hamilton at a slam fest. I think it was the last year for slam fest, I think. I'm pretty sure. But anyways,
that was at the same Hollywood then.
Right. So we had hit up Hamilton on our last tour, and all that to say, Montreal was pretty bad. Like, everything was shut for a long time. Then there was like a small period where they're like, oh, it's open, but it's limited, this limited capacity, masks and everything. So I haven't played live since 2019, and there's been shows, I guess, but I haven't even really been out to shows yet.
Now, is that a case of because of the last 2 years, the guys in your band, the ability to play, or is it just like by choice?
Well, it's a number of things. Once we get ready to go back on the road, it'll be for a while. I won't be like, because I kind of been like the way I manage this band now is we got a couple of the original guys on that record, Live to See Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But live, it's different members because they both have other priorities. They can't go back on the road.
Right.
So the Nailheads is like, you know, we got a touring members and we got studio members.
So that's kind of a balancing act you got to put together. And speaking of touring, you strike me as a band that has played quite a bit in Canada, starting out in the early, I would say, like, you guys are like 2008.
Yeah, since 2008, yeah.
Yeah, so doing the crisscross of Canada starting back then. And if I was wondering if you could comment on back in 2008 doing shows compared to pre-COVID, the startup of the band, and how it progressed over time.
Like for us or just in general, the scene, I guess both.
More for you guys starting out in 2008 to like just before COVID, about, you know, some of the shows you were doing and then looking at the progression of the band.
Well, in the beginning, we played Montreal a lot. And then after a while, we're like, well, we can't just keep playing Montreal. We wanted to really hit the road. So we started touring Canada. And in the beginning, it was difficult. Touring Canada, the first couple tours were really hard because, as you know, there's such like long voyages between venues and some cities, especially when you get to like Manitoba and then you go to BC. There's like not too many, you know, it's not like Ontario where you can play like 25 cities or something. But we started off and there was like not too many people at the shows, sometimes empty. And just over time, we made a name for ourselves. And then more people were coming out depending the city. Certain cities were better than others. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I've soaking up your foot down. Just like a sponge, an excuse for my accusers to feel better about what they've done wrong. And everybody wants a hero, and nothing's what it seems. Even Emperor Nero is buried at ground zero in the rubble of his shattered dreams. From kneeling in churches to playing dirty bars, a party with rock stars slept in boxcars. With vodka and caviar, and like a dog about to be put down. This is my last trip to the pound. A tragic comedy at best, who wrongs what I do best? Yeah, I played the hobo clown. If I live to tell the story, if I live to sing this song, if I to see a pharaoh, unless you beat me to the punch. In the mansions of the stuck up, talking politics at brunch. My eggs Benedict turn to gravel as I watch them digest and glow. Dining with this bunch, enough to make me lose my lunch. I put a knife up to my throat. I've been your token scapegoat for far too long. Picture misery that you've hung from your poison tongue, and those spirits come back to haunt when life claims you what is real. Forgetting what is past, I crawl on broken glass, forsaking how I feel. If I live to tell the story, if I live to sing a song, if I live to see tomorrow. To the sunset strip,
I'm walking drunk up Huntington Beach until they put me in the clink. I'm living next door to Astian Chair, where we dye and tease our purple hair. Where lipstick will be red, it's easy to shed. It's where I make my bed from playing the whiskey to Sunset Plaza Drive. Poison were on their way out, Eddie Vedder was still alive. I hung with Lemmy by the light of the moon, saw River O.D. at the Vibro Room. I've been around the block in a state of shock. I wouldn't talk if I were you, if I lived.
Establish yourself touring Canada, that's to an extent, like you were, because the reason why I asked that question is because a lot of bands that are young bands now don't, I mean, pre-COVID, don't have that ability to go out on the road, and they don't know what, like, how a scene develops within a city, about going out and supporting shows, that sort of thing. Because back in the day for me, if we would go to Montreal, there was always a eclectic crowd of people that was into different styles of music, and I'm wondering if that's the case for the Nailheads on that had any sort of like influence on your writing over the last couple albums of what type of music you are.
Well, I grew up like going to shows like in Montreal, where it was the scene was really alive and kicking. Not that it isn't now. I just mean there was like, I mean, you'd have a bad show, there'd be tons of people. Like, you know, you'd have a show where there wasn't many people and it would be almost full. Right. That's just how punk was then. It was really big in the 90s and even early 2000s. And then I'd been in other bands, but when this band came up in 2008, the scene kind of had seemed to have subsided in certain areas, some cities less than others. I know Hamilton's been always pretty good as far as I know from an outsider's point of view.
Sure, yeah.
But how did it affect our music? I've always been into lots of different music, and I always, since the beginning, since founding this band, which has kind of always been the whole reason I started it, was as a vehicle to like get my songs out, because I write a lot of songs. So when I started, I had this vision of like eventually bringing in other influences, but it was hard to get across the other members at first because not everybody was listening to what I was listening to. The band was originally like pretty punk minded musically. And, but our first guitarist, he had some, he was listening to a lot of different things too. So that's what we had in common. And eventually we kind of turned the drummer on to other stuff. And so we kind of like were able to eventually evolve into the band I saw us go in the direction I saw us going in. It just took a little time to get there.
Because this morning when I was going over some of your music and last night, I was listening to some of the earlier stuff. I was like going, oh, well, here's like, this is like, we got this nice little ska vibe going on here. And then I was just like, wait a minute. Now, and don't take this the wrong way when I say this, but is this like a songwriter Springsteen style mid-tempo song coming at me? And this was on your most recent one, and I was like, what was he listening to, like what's he going through, right? But you kind of answered that question when you said you've had those in your back pocket, which leads to, with the original members going into pre-COVID and everything, is the band, do you sit down with them and write some lyrics and then they put some music to it, or is it like a combination of both, and is there input from the other members?
As far as songwriting goes, there's not really input. Like, I bring the songs already finished to them, and I've usually gone over the songs multiple myriad amount of times. But when the thing about them is they kind of bring their stylings, mm-hmm. is what they bring. So we were lucky to have Lucky on drums, pun intended. He was there for like, he's been on every album, and he can't tour anymore. due to job and family and whatnot.
Sure.
But he has a style that even if I suggest a beat or suggest something, just the way he's going to play whatever he plays, whether it's his idea or mine, like whatever he chooses to do the song, he has a signature, a drum style. And that's throughout all our recordings, you can hear that. I mean, sometimes I already have an idea in mind kind of towards where I'm going with the drum, but most of the time I'm open to suggestion, whatever will make the songs better sounding. It's all about like, okay, how are these songs going to sound the best they can sound? So a lot of times it's hard for me to stop myself from hearing certain instruments just because I've been writing for so long. But oftentimes I try to allow as much breathing room as possible for everybody to put their flavor in what they're playing. But as far as like the skeleton of the song, melody and words, that it's all done. Most of the arrangement's already done.
Unless he has it all right now, you know she ain't satisfied. Her next step on to Broadway is always greener from the other side. There's reason to resist her. And nothing comes easy, baby. Sometimes without a way. Yeah, you still and release it into the hands of fate. You know it ain't too late.
regards to producing the albums, the stuff that you've done in the past and to now, can you tell us about your relationship with Peter Edwards? Is he your producer of choice, or is this someone, a collab that's going to go on for the next couple of projects?
Producer of choice for sure, because I when I was thinking about who would be able to understand the variety of song choice, like on the record, the songwriting, the like who would be able to understand that? And I, you know, most producers that do punk, like straight punk, perhaps they wouldn't be able to, like, you know, I wanted somebody with a bit of experience with different styles. And Peter Edwards, you know, Grim Skunk, and as a producer, he's done so many bands lately. But it was mostly the album by The Nils, which is, you know, a legendary Montreal band. The album Shadows and Ghosts that he had produced, I think in 2014. But anyways, whatever the year was, I was listening to that album and I'm like, man, he really, you know, he was able to really take The Nils and make a kick-ass record. You know, and so, but they were already a great band, but I mean, he was able to find their sound for that album. And so I contacted him and we set up a meeting and I showed him like the ideas I had, the songs, the demos, pre-production demos and stuff. And he was totally behind it. He liked the idea of, like, you know, mixing up R&B and reggae and some gospel and all kinds of stuff, country.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think you guys did a really good job. It kept me interested all the way through, because you know what it's like when you listen to music all the time. If you hear that same song, you're like, well, I just heard that on the album. I just heard that on the album. Like, I just right, heard that song, right? If you listen to enough of it. But there's this other part of it, and I ask artists about this all the time. You said, okay, these were songs that were in my back pocket. Someone will put an album together and it's like a theme. It's like, okay, this song goes to this, and if I don't have this song in this order, the next two don't make sense. It's not telling a story, right? Mm-hmm. And in this case, when I thought, is he doing it this way to tell me a story? Because I started like really listening hard. And I'm like going, no, this is like, this just sounds good to me. This is just like it was like a slow song. And then I went to a country song and then back up to a punk up-tempo song. So have you ever sat down and went, I'm going to write an album with just like one theme, one tempo, aside from your earlier stuff, really?
That's a good question. I've always wanted to, every time I put together an album, I'll kind of go through the songs that'll fit each other best. Like, okay, maybe this song will fit good on this album together. None of them were written. I don't recall. And I don't think they were written with the intention of like being together. But then once I went through a list of songs and kind of like boiled it down to songs that would mesh well together, kind of in topic or whatnot, these songs ended up, you know, the ones that were like lasted the whole, like, me sifting through batches of songs. So yeah, they do totally, they have a, correlation in that way. And as they're set up, like on the album, yeah, they have it was part intentional and part like just chance that they work well together, but there's definitely a theme to this record. Not as much as I would like to. In the future, I'd like to like have more of a concept album that I'm working on right now, actually. But this is kind of like as conceptual as I've gotten so far with The Nail Heads.
Now, having said that, that was actually my next question was, because this was released in July 2021. And I mean, there's only so much you can do to promote, right? To like, right. Okay, we're not really playing. I'm gonna go out, social media, do that thing. Contact bloggers, contact campus radio stations, contact the schlub Gunner in Hamilton, right? And go, okay, hey man, you know, can we talk about the album? But this is a year old now. So when are you going to go in and record for this concept, your album you're talking about? Or is that just something that comes down the line?
You know, being independent, and I mean, we are on independent, like we have the independent record labels, but as far as like planning tours and all that jazz, like that's me. So I kind of have to just pick the time when everybody's available, the best time for us in that given moment, which is not always easy to do. You know, I would have liked to promote it live for sure, but like you said, it came out in during the, you know, the pandemic and everything. So hopefully this album got more attention on social media though, through like interviews and critics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we got pretty good reviews, which I was happy with. And more than any other record we've done, it's really strange because usually we're a touring band and we don't really do much social media. But now it's like the roles have been reversed, and I kind of wish that we can do both at the same time maybe next time. This is Richie Nails from The Nailheads. You can check us out at bandcamp.com/thenailheads and youtube.com/thenailheads, as well as facebook.com/thenailheads.
There's coming a day, just you wait and see. You're laughing now at those in need, but time will tell and justify the means to an end of dismay. There's coming a day. There's coming a day, just you wait and see. You're laughing now at those in need, but time will tell and justify the means to an end of dismay. There's coming a day, a day. You will lift me up, and I will sing your.
there's no turning back. There's coming a day.
This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Steel City Music.
And I am your host, Gunner of Steel City Music. In this hour, interview with Ben from Rules coming up in the latter part. But first, Annie Shaw. I put out the call of who's doing what, that sort of thing. I always do that on the internets, the social media, if you will. And I like to share what's going on around town. And Annie sent me an email and, you know, she read about it and she's like, hey, you know, the Hamilton Music Collective is hosting their monthly open jam event. It's on Saturday, May 28th. It's at 1 o'clock. It's open to kids. Kids can sign up, come up and play with the instructors, that sort of thing. And I'm like, hey, this sounds like a lot of fun. So why don't we have a chat about it? So,